your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside with John Gibbons. This comes round so quickly. But at least it means it's the weekend, eh, Gibbo? That's what I always think.
You meant to say I could just look forward to it so much.
I do look forward to it. Something to put a smile on our faces by the end of the week. Local music takes centre stage. And today we have with us...
Blackpool. And it's a nice one for the show, I think, because... obviously, I do the ones to watch at the end, and I discovered Blackpool just by looking around and seeing who was playing in the city. I'd not heard them before, and we played them, and both of us loved the track, didn't we? And went away raving about it, and so I messaged the guys just saying how much I'd enjoyed it, and then said, oh, we'll have to get you on, and then here we are.
Look at that, boys. How are you? Right, we got Steve, Jack, Matt and Sam. Morning, is that right?
Good morning.
Right, you have to come into the microphone to talk. Say this every week to all the bands. Who's the front? What do you all do in the band, Steve?
I'm Steve. I'm the drummer.
I will get it right. Steve, the drummer. Jack.
I'm the frontman.
Yeah, bass, lead guitar.
Right, Sam.
And Sam, the bassist.
Right. How long have you been together, guys?
It's probably coming on a year now, pretty much.
Yeah.
Spot on.
So yeah? Yeah. And where did you all meet?
Jack, Sam, and I met at uni, and then Baylo, Sam's mate from home. So, yeah.
Right.
All close ties from around here.
Local?
We're Warrington.
Yeah, these are, yeah.
Warrington lads.
From Wirral.
Birmingham.
Bit of Warrington, Wirral and Birmingham. All mashed together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what was it that got you all together? Why do you think, you know, you guys could make a band?
I don't know. I was chatting to Sam in first year outside student halls. Noticed he had the same music taste. So I was like, we should start a band. Who did we listen to at the time? It was all Peace, Jaws, B-Town bands, yeah. Swim Deep, all that lot.
Trying to look really cool, weren't we?
Yeah, we were scenesters, pretty much.
Obviously, it doesn't work.
No. Did you bond over hoodies or something? Was it? It was like, no. I know them.
So you realised you had something in common between all of you.
Yeah.
So has it evolved quite quickly over the space of a year?
Very quickly.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We've been playing gigs pretty much non-stop, trying to get as many... Well, at the start, we were trying to get as many as possible just to... play to whoever wanted to listen to us, and then just trying to get as many tracks out as possible at a high quality as well. So it's been pretty much non-stop, yeah.
Right, Matt, give us a potted timeline of your year. Come on.
Of this year?
Yeah, just the year you've been together. You got together, you liked each other. You
there? Yeah. And then I think our first gigs were, it was on the student union, was it? Battle of the Bands kind of thing. And one at Zanzibar the following night. But I think I joined the same week. And then you're like, oh, well, by the way, we've got a gig Friday, Saturday as well. So they dropped me in it straight off. We already did a couple of tracks.
Nothing like preparation, eh, Matt?
And then I think we went to Milton Museum to do our first tracks around May, didn't we?
And then we just tried to
non-stop gig since then.
Yeah.
Right.
We were back in the studio in December, was it?
Yeah.
To do our last single, Cry Again, that was out. And then we've just been in the studio this weekend gone as well, so hopefully have another tune out in a few weeks, right in time for summer.
Right, see, you've got quite a few things planned there. It sounds like the boys are working the backside off.
Yeah, you see, seeing the name a lot around, which is like what you need, really. You know, it's funny sometimes when you see a name for the first time and then you just keep seeing it again and again, and it's a good sign. But I think they've got the sort of right attitude at the moment. You know, when you're new and fresh, you just need to get out there to as many people as possible, and then you start sort of picking and choosing your gigs a little bit more after that. But it's great to see them getting in the studio so much as well, because I think... just reminding everyone you're still there with tracks as kind of frequently as possible is a nice thing to do.
So which studios are we using?
We're at Sugar House now in St Helens with AD and Lee.
Right.
And they're producing a lot of bands up and coming around the whole of the Northwest.
So how many bands are sort of fighting for studio space?
I don't know about fighting, but they give you a couple of months span. I think we booked this studio time at the weekend as soon as we finished Cry Again, so that was like a 5 month wait.
Right.
But they squeeze you in whenever they can.
You only get a certain amount of hours in a week, is that how it works out, Gibbo?
You normally pay per day for the studio, so you're trying to get as much done as you can, and then the producer only mixing time and stuff like that as well. So it's basically an argument between a band and producer about how long you need. So you're like,
okay,
I can do a track in a day, and they're like, oh no, we need to record it a day, and then I need half a day to mix it, and then it's kind of the wrestle over that. But it's just finding the right producer that works for you, and finding the right space that works for you that you kind of feel comfortable as well, because a good producer is like an extra member of the band, really. If you can find someone who understands your sound and what you're trying to do, and then you've got to kind of feel like you can not argue with them, but kind of put your thoughts across as well. So it's all about finding the right person, and sometimes it could be, you know, one of the famous studios, or sometimes it could be a smaller one. It just kind of works with the band. I've not recorded out to Talents though, so I'll have to check that out. I've been to the Motor Museum. It's like a mad building.
Really, it's
a mad building just off Lark Lane. It looks like it's huge in there, and it's like I don't know, it looks like something out of Ghost.
Mediterranean or something. Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy.
Pretty cool. Who were we talking about this with the other week about producers, and we were saying it changed the sound of a track completely?
Well, it was Bribes.
Yes,
they
were saying, last week,
Bribes
wasn't
it? Were saying they'd recorded the single, and then they've basically took it offline because they weren't happy with it, and so they're going to re-record it in a few months with a different producer, just because they didn't feel like it captured the essence of their band.
Yeah.
So they've if you've got a copy of that single, it might be worth a few quid one day, because they burnt every other copy.
So how many singles have you done now? Just the one, or?
No, so we've actually got...
This will be our fourth.
Four singles out, yeah.
Four singles in total. Yeah. And have you felt each time you've sort of improved with the music?
That 100%.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah?
It's been a quick learning process, both creatively and kind of just figuring out what sound we want to be going for. I think we picked to go to the Motor Museum quite early on as a band, so we kind of went in maybe a bit naive and not knowing our sound yet, but it's been a year now, and we've kind of, since Cry Again, and that's kind of got really good reviews from people and people that have come to the shows and stuff like that. So now we're certainly figuring out what kind of sound we want to be going for when we maybe go to an EP or start to look towards that kind of thing. So,
right, going into the studio knowing what we want to get out of the track, kind of with a bit more direction and stuff, whereas at the start we're a bit more open-minded and a bit, so yeah.
Is it the dream long-term just to be a band that can be sort of as much as we can.
Yeah.
What are you all doing at uni? Is it music courses? Or?
Jack and I are doing music, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I do geography.
A bit of geography. That's
important. You can be tour manager.
Who'd want to be a tour manager?
Oh, absolutely no one. It's the worst job. Yeah, everyone says the manager's the job, but it's not as a tour manager. You're just like shepherding kids, and adults who've turned into kids because they feel like they're on a school trip or on holiday or something. You're arguing with people all the time. You're just trying to get people to turn up a certain place. It is the worst job.
Do you think even if you're like Iron Maiden's tour manager or U2's, do you think it's still an absolute pain in the backside?
Probably, yeah. I mean, like, they're getting weighed in, so it's all right. I think it's a certain type of personality who enjoys it. I think everyone else just goes, this is an absolute nightmare.
Right.
I'm just either shouting at people or getting shouted at by other people.
Does everyone always know who the tour manager is?
Oh,
is it quite obvious?
Yeah.
They always got a face.
He's
down.
Got a jacket.
Right, you're going to sing for us in a moment, aren't you? Well, is that right? Yeah.
Well, one of us are. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, what are you going to play for us?
I can play Cry Again for you if you'd like.
Steve Hothersall's Kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
What are you going to sing for us? What are you going to play for us, guys?
Latest single, Cry Again.
Okay, take it away.
When I was 12, I saw her smile, and she hadn't in a while. I was jealous that it wasn't me that made her wanna put on makeup and change the way her hair looked. Instead of meeting me at 3, I had a sister and a brother, and then I got 4 others. I still wonder why I'm lonely, and so I misbehaved and cursed you. I'm sorry if I hurt you the time you were my family. Don't make your heart cry again. You're not my dad, but we're more than just friends. Don't make your heart cry again. It's been 10 years that we've had to pretend, oh. Don't make your heart cry again. Don't make your heart cry again. Said as long as you were happy, then we'd follow you gladly. But look where that got you and her. A matching suits of all the trimmings. Today your vows and singing hallelujah. And now it seems your love is tainted, but the pictures that you painted as if they were nothing. A couple wines and desperados makes you wonder where her heart goes 4 in the morning.
Don't make your heart cry again. You're not my type, but we're more than just friends. Don't make your heart cry again. It's been 10 years that we've had to pretend, oh. Don't make your heart cry again. Don't make your heart cry again. When I was 12, I saw her smile, and she hadn't in a while. I was jealous that it wasn't me.
Brilliant, that. Again, I just drifted away with that one.
It caught a surprise when it finished a bit. I think we were all in a bit of a trance.
Just looked up at us then as if it's gone. That's it. It stopped. It just sounds excellent.
Sounded better than that.
Yeah. Were you upset with that, were you? Just throw your guitar at the door or something like that. Oh, it's all trapped in the blinds. Never mind. I love that song.
Yeah, it was lovely. I loved how it was. It's obviously very different to the recorded version we've played before. The version they've done, but still great, which is a sign of a good song, really. Isn't it?
And I don't know what you call it. I'm not a guitar expert, but the little twang you do that runs through the theme of the whole song.
Oh, the riff, you mean the picking? Yeah,
it's quite addictive. That. It's just like, oh yeah, keep it going. Right, is that your favourite song as a band, or do you have a favourite?
We've all got different ones.
Yeah. Have you?
It's our most successful at the minute, so it's quite nice when people reference it at gigs and stuff like that.
Right,
because they've heard it and stuff like that. So,
do you sound a lot different when there's four of you in a gig on stage doing that?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, how does it sound? What sort of different feel has it got to it? Just attitude. Bigger. More what?
More attitude.
More attitude to it. Because it's quite a laid-back feel to it, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the kind of song where you can make it sound somber and kind of, sad. And then when we play it as a band, it's more like aggression.
Right. A little bit beefier.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. You can do one more for us, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, what's this one then?
This is
you're going to have to swap, are you? With yeah. What are we doing now?
That'll be all right, I'll pick it up.
Sam's been handed a guitar.
Will that pick it up?
You all right? Yeah, I'll turn that microphone on for you. Right, so what are we going to have now?
The first song we brought out, called Labour.
Okay, come
on. 1, 2, 3, 4. What you drinking? She said misery and coke. I tried to make her laugh by telling her another joke. In a Joy Division t-shirt and her necklace makes her choke. Don't like the way she looks at me, but I love the way she smokes. Girls like her, they always tend to break my heart. They hate when we're together, they love when we're apart. I wrote her love songs with the truth in my guitar. She never really listened, she just sat out in the dark. Got me searching for a light. I can't wait to breathe you in. I drew the vapor from your skin. It's only midnight, but still you know you got me searching for a light. I can't wait to breathe you in. I can't What What you drinking? She said misery and coke. I tried to make her laugh by telling her another joke. And a Joy Division t-shirt and her necklace makes her choke. Don't like the way she looks at me, but I love the way she smokes. I love the way she smokes. It's only midnight, got me searching for a light. I can't wait to breathe you in. I drew the vapor from your skin. It's only midnight, but still, you know, you got me searching for a light. I can't wait to breathe you in. I can't wait to breathe. Wait to breathe you in.
Again, absolutely blew me away. Two brilliant, brilliant tracks.
Yeah.
Different feels to both of them.
Yeah, that's my favourite, I think. My favourite Blackpool song, yeah. But I'm a proper fanboy, like, I'm trying to play cool. trying to play cool over here, like, yeah, it was all right.
That's all right. Love your voice, Jack.
Cheers.
Absolutely brilliant, isn't it? Just you sort of a bit dreamy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I like that kind of effortless kind of style. It's cool.
And I like the words as well.
Yeah, no,
the opening line, the what you're drinking, misery and coke.
Misery and coke. Yeah, sounds like my Friday night.
Oh, it's not that bad, is it?
Yeah, give up.
Right, if you've been going a year, well done. They're absolutely amazing. Two songs you play, brilliant. Where can people get a bit more of your music from?
Spotify, iTunes. SoundCloud. Right.
Quite easy to access, yeah.
Just search Black Wolf and it's there.
And where are you playing soon?
Well, we're playing Studio 2 tonight, £1 in, with our mates Weaver Glue. They're doing a single launch.
Can't argue with a pound, can you?
No, you shouldn't.
What can you get for a pound?
It's almost a bit rude, a pound, isn't it? That you feel like you should give two.
Maybe that's what they're after.
Go on, where else have we got?
We're down in Brighton next Thursday, actually, playing the Alternative Escape, which we're looking forward. It's a bit of a road trip, isn't it?
Yeah.
The 27th, we're looking up to Sound City, which we're buzzing for. We're doing an acoustic set on the Merseyrail Sound Station stage. The 2nd of June, we're playing with Flight at the Magnet.
That's a rave
in Echo Beach, which we're really looking forward to. And then the 9th of June as well, we're playing at the Zanzibar. And that's with Panda Cult, Soprano Ladies, Rivellas and Lumen.
You see, so they are properly busy, night, aren't they?
Yeah,
some of the bands come and say, oh, we got one gig in the next few weeks.
I think it depends how sort of where you're at, really. As with the lads, we've got less than a year, so just try to obviously gig as much as possible. Then you kind of get a bit more selective as you go, really. But no, those are good gigs, though, aren't they? Like, doing Sound City is brilliant. Like, every band in the city wants to get on Sound City. So
I'm
like
playing Warrington live.
Warrington Music Festival.
Don't forget Warrington.
This goes out to Warrington, you know. This goes to Warrington.
Don't you be upsetting the Warrington Massive.
Just to get your hometown gig.
So we're doing Sound City and then flying back to Warrington.
On the same day.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.